Well, hello again. It is myself, Miles McKay, with the Gospel Truth radio broadcast. The Word was made flesh and dwelt amongst us. What a great message for this Christmas, because it is the Christmas message. The Word, the eternal Word, the mighty God was made flesh. He became one of us. This is good news. I'm here to talk to you about good news, God's good news. It's the gospel. Who is the gospel? Jesus is the gospel. He is the sum and the substance of the plan and the will and the ways of God. He is God's revelation of himself to us. And he was born near 2,000 years ago in Bethlehem. And the only people there to meet him at the start were shepherds who were rejects. And Jesus was rejected because there was no room at the inn. And so he's rejected, and then a bunch of rejects. Why do you call the shepherds rejects? Well, actually, they were rejects in society. They were considered the lowest of the low in those days. They come to welcome him. Oh, let me tell you, some of the soldiers that Jesus has today started out in the most strange and peculiar ways, and you may feel all bent out of shape about your family and your identity and who you are, but let me tell you this, come to Jesus. Oh, he loves to take nobodies, rejects, and make them his own children, and make them kings and princes and rulers. Oh yeah, that's our Jesus. Another group that came to him were the wise men. Now, I don't know how many wise men there were. We talk about three wise men, but there were lots of them, I'm sure. They were foreigners. Now, even though they were the Magi, as they call them, and wise philosophers and astronomers from the East, and they were very powerful in their own countries, and they were kingmakers in their own societies, yet, coming to Israel, they'd have been foreigners and therefore unclean. But the unclean welcome Jesus. You may feel unclean as you listen to me today, but I want to assure you that the Lord Jesus will welcome you. Come to him. Tell him of your uncleanness. Hey, do you know something? You got to be honest with God. Don't put up a show. Don't put up this false front and say how much you love him if you don't. Be real with him. Talk to him. Talk to him about your sin. Just pour out your heart to him and say, Jesus, this is the way I am. This is what you got here. I lust, I am angry, whatever it is. He knows. He's not going to fall off his throne. It's the rejects and the unclean who make up the core of his church. And if you're too proud to admit that you're flawed, then you've got problems, my friend. Hey, listen, come to him and tell him of your uncleanness. Let him cleanse you. His blood will cleanse you. And that is the gospel truth.
We hope you enjoyed today's programming of The Gospel Truth with Miles McKay. We love hearing from you. Our address is P.O. Box 541, Kingston Springs, Tennessee 37082. Our website is www.milesmckay.com. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, Slán agus beannacht libh.